And I'm Dan.
This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. There are competing peace proposals over the war in Ukraine, and neither side wants to capitulate to the other. The Kremlin said Wednesday that Ukraine's peace plan can only proceed from the assumption of Russia's sovereignty over the areas it annexed. Anna Chernikova in Kyiv tells VOA's Flashpoint Ukraine program that even when looking at future peace talks from a diplomatic point of view, Ukrainian officials do not see lasting peace if the territories are sacrificed.
A lot of countries would, and a lot of leaders would try to find some alternatives. But the problem is that for the moment, Ukraine does not see any alternatives to get to this long-term peace if the territories are sacrificed. So this is something that, unfortunately, as what a member of President Zelensky's office said, that Mr. Podolak, he said that basically an easy solution is basically, unfortunately, will not, be possible here, because easy solution would not get us to this long-term peace.
China will start issuing visas and passports again as it continues to step away from antivirus controls that isolate the country for almost 3 years, AP correspondent Karen Chamas.
The move could set up the stage for a flood of Chinese people going abroad for next month's Lunar New Year. The holiday that starts on January the 22nd is the country's busiest travel season, but it also presents a danger they might spread COVID-19 outside of China as infections surge at home. China stopped issuing visas to foreigners and passports to its own people at the start of the COVID-19 pandemic in early 2020. The easing of restrictions comes as China tries to reverse an economic slump. I'm Karen Chamas.
In response, Japan will require COVID-19 tests on arrival for travelers from mainland China starting Friday. This is VOA News. The Vatican has said the health of retired Pope Benedict has worsened due to his age. Vatican officials have said doctors are monitoring the condition of the 95-year-old retired pontiff. Pope Francis had gone to visit his predecessor before the announcement and asked the faithful to pray for him. Benedict has lived in a monastery on Vatican grounds since he retired in February 2013, the first pontiff to do so in 600 years, to resign in 600 years. Many communities across the United States are struggling to repair public water systems upended by freezing temperatures. In Ohio, retiring State Senator Jay Hottinger tweeted video of water pouring from the ceiling in an empty Senate chamber. Burst pipes have been issued an issue all over the country, but the days of freezing that hit the Deep South has created a crisis for many local water systems, including Jackson, Mississippi, and in Alabama, South Carolina, and Georgia. Meanwhile, Southwest Airlines canceled thousands of flights again in the aftermath of the massive winter storm. AP correspondent Rita Foley reports the transportation secretary vows to look into the many Southwest airline flight cancellations.
Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg calls this completely unacceptable and says his agency will look into why Southwest Airlines has so many cancellations and whether the airline is meeting its legal obligations to stranded customers. He said Southwest should at least pay cash refunds for canceled flights and cover stranded passengers' hotel and meal costs. He spoke to NBC Nightly News.
The co-conspirator in the plot to kidnap the governor of the U.S. state of Michigan will appear in federal court today for sentencing, AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
Prosecutors are recommending a life sentence for 47-year-old Barry Croft Jr. for scheming to snatch Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer at her vacation home in northern Michigan. Just yesterday, Croft's co-leader Adam Fox was sentenced to 16 years in prison after prosecutors also had recommended a life sentence. Prosecutors say Croft and Fox were furious over tough COVID-19 restrictions that Whitmer and officials in other states had put in place during the early months of the pandemic, as well as perceived threats to gun ownership. Croft, a Delaware trucker, had traveled to several states to meet with like-minded extremists. The FBI was secretly embedded in the group, and Governor Whitmer was never harmed. I'm Donna Warder.
Barry Croft received 19 years in prison. Benjamin Netanyahu's new government will be sworn in on Thursday. It is the most religious and hardline in Israel's history, made up of ultra-Orthodox parties, an ultra-nationalist religious faction, and his Likud party. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.